Hey guys, it's Sade's Thoughts. I know I was supposed to post between the time frame of every Saturday and Sunday, but like I said, I was on mommy duty, so I really didn't have any time at all to post. I literally went to bed at probably midnight, I think, and I had to wake up at like 5 a.m. And of course, you know, I'm up and down because I have an infant. But let's get on with the episode. So I have posted this one post where it says, I'm the worst person to have a falling out with. I really will never talk to you again in life. And then a comment under that says, and I really hate when people think this is immature. Like, if you really hurt me and I feel betrayed by you, I genuinely want nothing to do with you. Wish you all the best though. So I posted this on my Instagram, my Facebook, all my social media platforms except for my Snapchat. I do remember that. I just said on my post, do you think this is immature? If so, why do you think it's immature? Comment down below, because I also like always want to hear you guys' inputs and your opinions. I could put that in my podcast so we could all agree to disagree, basically. One person has commented, the family podcast commented, nope, I done the same thing and not for childish or immature reasonings. Shielding time, space, and mental effort in order to grow in your own life is one of the most mature things you could do. Another person has commented, exactly. Gabby with Gabby underscore podcast commented, not immature. If you are a crappy friend, there is no reason why I have to continue putting up with that and putting myself through stress for you. If there is no respect, then why should I give you my time and call you a friend? People need to learn to leave friendships when they are stressful and toxic. Now, I do 100% agree with that, because at the same time, it's like, dudes, like, why would I sit there and keep you in my life if I feel like you're toxic as fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just have a different opinion about that. I know some people think it's a bit immature that you cut people off without no hesitation, but like, it's necessary. It really is. Especially if you're grown as fuck and you're paying your bills and nobody else is paying your bills. There goes my daughter. Sorry guys, but you know, like, if they're not paying your bills, like, why should you like give a fuck about cutting them off? Why should the other person give a fuck about them getting cut off? So another person, the JB podcast, has commented, yo, like, in the content, keep it coming. If you fancy, check out my page, that would be so awesome. So it looks like he doesn't follow me, so like, that had nothing to do with the post, but I'll go ahead and send that follow. Sis and Wellness has commented, nope, not immature. It's called protecting your peace. Another person has commented, the Fletcher twins commented 100. And Lashaya's Lounge commented, no, because that's how I am, but everyone's different. So what works for me may not work for you. Nothing unless you don't get to attack how I choose to handle a situation. Finna Media Podcasting has commented, there is nothing wrong with exercising power of goodbye. And I did get a few messages, because what I like to do when I post content is I like to send it to people to see if they will comment their opinion or not. Like, honestly, this is how I feel about my podcast. Now, I really enjoy doing it, but at the same time, it's like, I enjoy hearing other people's opinions so we could just all talk about it, only one. So that's why I send it to, like, people on my social media, because I feel like if you're following me, then yeah, I'm gonna send you about my podcast, my stuff, and you know what your opinions are, because I really would like to hear you guys' opinions. That's also why I send messages, because I know I did get a message stating, hey, why do you always send these messages? I just was wondering. And honestly, I kind of blocked that person, because it's just like, you know, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, you kind of didn't have to question him, but it is what it is, you know. So I know I did get a few comments on this. I just have to scroll on my Instagram a bit more. And I know in my messages, I got a few, and as well as my Facebook too. So, Abriana has commented, it's not immature at all. Best thing to do is forgive and forget, in my opinion. Divine Destiny has commented, this is so me. I've been told it was toxic thinking, but hurt people hurt people. And that's 100% true. Hurt people definitely hurts people. And sometimes people want to stay in your life just to be nosy. Let's keep it real. Or they just want to keep up with shit in your life and shit on your social media. Like, I don't know, this generation is just like hella weird, and I don't know why it's like that. Like, I don't get how, you know, this generation, they'll quote unquote cut somebody off, but they're literally still keeping up with people's keeping up with people's social media, keeping up with what they're doing in life, and also keeping up in general of all of their business that they would like speak about online. I just 100% just don't get it at all. I feel like if I'm gonna cut somebody off, I'm gonna cut them all the way the fuck off. You feel me? Like, I do wish you the best, you know. It's just weird as fuck to me. So I did find the Facebook post, and I did find a few comments. I'm not gonna say the names because they're, you know, not my friend on Facebook. I posted this somewhere else. So one girl has commented, "No shit, I don't talk to my daddy because of the falling out we had. Life has been a breeze without him. No love lost or animosity, but I don't need you in my space. So no, that's not immature. Some people are only in your life for a season anyways." 100. That's true as hell. Sometimes people are there for a season. Sometimes people could be in your life for a dead ass year and not like want to fuck with you no more, and that's fine. It could literally be like a lesson learned, and I feel like I had to learn that shit the hard way, because it's just like I gave everybody in my life the benefit of the doubt. I always gave chances, you know. I always thought, like, if God forgives, then I'm gonna forgive. And then I forgot, when you forgive somebody, you're not supposed to, like, you don't have to rekindle with them and try to go back to like the good times and shit like that. Like, just let that shit the fuck go. Like, if it fucks up your peace, let it go. Literally, just mind your business, let it go, worry about some other shit. That's just how I feel. And especially as a mother, like, you know, this is my first child, so I'm just like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm not the same person as I used to be before my child. And I feel like, honestly, after, you know, my father passed away in 2019, I just haven't been the same person as I used to be. Like, yes, I'm the same, but I'm talking about, like, you know, like, strong wise and like not caring about the dumbest shit. Because honestly, like, I'm sensitive, so I used to like care about a lot of dumb shit. But since, you know, that, you know, life tragedy happened, and then with, you know, having my little Blessing, which is my first child, I just don't feel like I'm in the same mental state as I used to. I used to feel like if I cut somebody off, then I'm gonna feel bad. Or I felt like, you know, oh, I cut this person off, I feel bad about it, let me go ahead and unblock their number or try to find a way to find their number and reach out again. But at the same time, it's like that person said, she said that people are there for a season, and sometimes people need to take that shit into consideration. Because, like, if stuff is for a season, you know, like, it's not gonna be forever. Now, if something is forever, it's gonna be forever. But if it's a season, literally, like, it could be a year, it could be a couple months, it could be for one summer. Doesn't matter the situation, doesn't matter the relationship, friendship, family, friend, you know, associates, in-laws, none of that. You know what I mean? I'm just giving prime examples. You know, it's just like, I feel like some people don't fully understand the meaning of people being in your life for a season. You know, somebody could literally be in your life for a season for dead ass, like, I'm gonna say like a couple years, just for a life lesson or for you to learn something, or, you know, just basically somebody that you shouldn't have in your life, and you just, it's just a season basically. And that's just how I feel on that topic regarding to the season. And I really am glad that she said that. I really am, because that just kind of like gave me a perspective on, you know, the seasons of relationships all in general. Another girl has commented, "I will forever choose revenge. I will heal in hell." She actually posted that like a picture, and then said, "I will forever choose revenge and I will heal in hell." And then another girl has commented, "This is so me." So then another person has commented, "Nope, I'll cut you off and never talk to you again." I mean, you're not wrong for doing that. Like I said, people could be there for a season. And also, like, sometimes just life goes on. So then another person has commented, "Nope, sometimes it's for the best." Another comment under the post says, definitely not. If the friendship is over, it is over. I'm big on second chances. So if it comes to the point where I cut you off, that means I'm not giving a third chance. I'll just have to cheer you on from afar and pray you get everything you want. We don't have to talk. And that's exactly how I am. I am big on giving second, third, fourth, fifth chances. But now it's just like, I can't give so many chances, you know, like I said, I'm way too fucking busy for that. I don't have the energy. So I'll just cheer you on from afar. Another person has commented on the post. I'm the same. You aren't even allowed to make it up to me. I had this girl I consider my sister, and I still to this day have no idea why she turned on me, but she did. And when I found out she didn't fuck with me, I blocked her on everything. Like, I love you, but fuck you. I mean, I feel it. Like, I love you, but hell, fuck you. Like, sometimes people are just weird as hell and they just like to do that extra shit, and I don't know, I just misery love company. And I also would like to throw out there, if you would like to support my podcast monthly, you could also click on listener support. So there are I believe two options as well. So one option would be on Apple, which would be on the link in my bio or wherever you're listening to. It's usually like on the page. There's an option where you click listeners support when you click on the main page, and it says you could support my podcast monthly for 99 cents a month, $4.99, or I believe $9.99. I just want to throw that out there before I forget to mention that, because I barely like mention that in my podcast. I just want to throw that out there. Yeah, so let's get back on with the episode. So I just wanted to let you guys know about that before I forget, because like I said, I have like baby brain, so I forget literally everything. I would have forgot this whole episode, to be honest, if I didn't do it. So another person has commented, once an op, always an op. And then the comment under that says, me especially, if I wasn't, that's the cause of it. Another comment has says, when someone shows their true colors, believe them. I have no problem cutting them off. And then one more comment has says, it says, I'm like this right now with somebody. I forgave her, but I don't want shit else to do with her. Lying, trifling ass. Oh, T. Now she's looking all stupid and shit because she knows I kept it 100, and I will give the shirt off my back. Literally, I feel like people take advantage of those type of people. Of they will literally give you your fucking last, they will literally give you the shirt off of your back, and they'll just basically fuck you over. That's why I trust a lot of people, as I used to a few years ago. You know, people really do show their true colors, first of all, and second of all, they take advantage of kind-hearted people, and unfortunately that's just how it is. I mean, people who aren't as kind-hearted, they don't get taken advantage of emotionally and like physically or any of that sort, how some people do on this post, including myself. Okay, I'm too kind-hearted and I always believe in so many chances, and yeah, I've been fucked over a pretty numerous amount of times in the past couple years. I'm not even gonna lie, but I'm over it. It's in the past, you know. I've been moved on a long time ago. You know, it is what it is. I wish everybody the best and just moving on my life, you know. So the comment under that says, just because you forget people or let this go does not mean you have to allow them back in your life. And I was just saying that earlier, like, you don't have to forgive that person at all or anybody in your life and try to rekindle with them. You don't have to. You could forgive. You don't have to forget, because I forgive so easily, because like I said, you know, I always say, like, if God forgives, then I'm gonna forgive too. But I forgive, but I never fucking forget what anybody does to me. That's just how I've always been. So it's always in the back of my head of the bullshit that people put me through. So I'm just like, nah, fuck that. Like, I'm gonna give you another chance, but I forgive you, you know, but I'm not gonna forget. So the comment under that says, if you have an actual falling out, it's always good to protect your own peace and go your separate way. I haven't talked to my sister in almost 2 years, and I don't fucking care to. 30 years of bullshit I've taken, I'm done with that. Girl, I really do understand that, and that happens to a lot of people, unfortunately. But yeah, that's like the only two people who I'm super close to that I know that I could tell them anything and they will not, you know, tell my business. They won't do any grimy shit whatsoever. You know, like that's like a big thing if you have life events or, you know, like tragedies or like if you're struggling and you could literally call on that friend to like, you know, basically like be there for you, not even like in any other sort, like, you know, be there for you mentally, be there for you physically. Like, you know, those two people, they're very important to me and they were there for me like mentally, physically. They asked me if I need anything all the time, if my family needed anything. They asked me what time and like when is the funeral. I didn't have to ask them back and forth when they were coming to the funeral, or if they were even gonna make it. They were right by my side, like literally through the whole process. And even like, you know, before that, they were always like there for me, period. Always a phone call away. They are still a phone call away. So that's the type of people you need to keep in your life, is those type of people, because those are the people who, you know, stay with you forever. And I will never forget what my friend's mom has told me at my father's funeral. She said the people who are here right now, who came here without no hesitation, these are gonna be the people who are gonna be in your lives forever. And I do believe in my heart that these are gonna be the two people who I'm gonna be close to in my life forever. So yeah, that is the end of my podcast. Like I said, if you would like to that's heaven, she's not asleep yet, I have to get her to bed, by the way. Like I said, if you would like to support my podcast monthly, it's 99¢ or $4.99 or $9.99 per month. All you gotta do is click on the podcast of wherever you're listening to, Apple, Anchor, Spotify, of that sort. Go on the page, click on listeners support, and you would be supporting my podcast monthly. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. I will totally be back Saturday or Sunday. It was just a little bit off schedule because I was on mommy duty. In the meantime, feel free to follow me on my Instagram, which will be the podcast Instagram, which I'm gonna do first, which would be Sharday's_thoughts_. You can always feel free to DM me. Feel free to call in with your opinions. Feel free to comment on my Instagram. Send me a DM of what you want me to speak about next, or what do you think about this segment. Make sure to give 5 stars on my podcast on Apple as well as a review. And make sure to also listen to me on Spotify and all of that sort. Follow me on TikTok, which would be CharLovely95, my YouTube, CharLovely95, and also my Twitter will be CharLovely315, if you guys want to follow me on there. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. I will be back again Saturday or Sunday. I'm going to do Monday every now and then, but I always do post on my Sharday's Thoughts page on my story once a week. So just keep a lookout on that. Also keep those notifications on for each time that I post on Saturday or Sunday, but it's most likely Sunday. You guys have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for listening. Good night.
Hey, hey, what's happening? Good show, by the way. I agree with you 100%. Do not let people steal your energy. If they're toxic, hey, just let them move on. Yeah, just had to share that with you. But anyway, good show. Nice job.